Fun and Fury, Federal Bureau of Magic Cozy Mystery Book 11. Written by Annabelle Chase, narrated by Jill Smith. Chapter 1. I thrust the curtains aside and peered through the bedroom window into the blaze of sunshine. "It's a beautiful day, Princess Buttercup. Let's make the most of it." The hellhound, who looked like a Great Dane to humans without the sight, lifted her chin off the bed and looked at me with a confused expression. I understood her reaction. I wasn't typically someone known for her sunny disposition. I mean, I wasn't a grouch like Grandma, but I wasn't a supernatural Pollyanna either. I credited my blossoming relationship with Sawyer Fox for my new and improved personality. There was something about the chief of police that made the world seem like a better place, which was in stark contrast to the way I felt when I was with my family. On the nightstand, my phone made the screeching, stabbing sound from the Hitchcock classic Psycho. "Speak of the devil, and she shall call me at an early hour." I tapped the screen. "Good morning. You've reached a righteous fury. How may we avenge you today?" I could practically hear my mother's eye roll. "Aunt Thora made pancakes sprinkled with lemon juice and powdered sugar. I suggest you get here before they're all gone." "What's the rush? I eat more than the three of you combined." I also used more energy than the three of them combined, so it evened out. "It isn't just me, Grandma and Aunt Thora. Anton is here with his family."
"Got it. Thanks for the heads up."
My brother was like a demon garbage disposal. He'd wolf down more than his share of food, plus whatever was left on anyone's plate. I put down the phone and went into the bathroom to make myself presentable. I was glad I showered last night. I didn't want to risk one of them smelling the chief on me. They weren't werewolves. That honor belonged to my cousin Raphael's wife and daughter, but they still possessed an uncanny sense of smell when it mattered. Running a brush through my hair, I happened to glance in the mirror and noticed the faint smile that tainted my lips. I was going to have to practice a scowl or a frown, anything to throw them off the scent. If they suspected I was unusually happy, they'd start asking uncomfortable questions that I was nowhere near ready to answer. Sawyer Fox was human, and that was a big no-no in my family. I was the Ariel to their King Triton. Cavorting with a different supernatural species was acceptable. A full-blown relationship with a human, however, was out of the question. We could be part of their world as long as we didn't lower ourselves to grow attached to them. It didn't help that so-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?